You're a geek hero. You've got a huge following. How much do you want to be the Dig guy, especially as Dig is expanding and moving beyond its roots?
Well, I absolutely love my job. It doesn't feel like I'm working, ever, so that's a nice place to be in when you've spent the last 4 years feeling like you don't have a job and it's just something you enjoy doing every day. So I don't think that's going to get old for quite some time. I'll be at Dig for a while.
So what about being such a cult figure as host of the Dig Nation podcast?
There's a lot of people that watch our podcast and enjoy our podcast and say, hey, you know, you guys are funny because we get there and drink beers and comment on our favorite technology and geek culture stories. So there's that group of people who enjoy what we do as far as making the podcast. I don't know. I'm just happy that people watch and that people enjoy what we're doing. Alex Albrecht, Dig Nation's co-host, and I, when we started the podcast, we really didn't have any idea how many people were going to be into it. We were just like, hey, we used to work together at Tech TV. Why not just do something fun and hit record? Even if nobody watches, we'll still continue to do it because we like hanging out.
You said earlier this morning that Dig's going to focus on expanding its appeal, that right now only a tenth of Dig's visitors have registered for user accounts. Is Dig Nation going to change too?
No, Dig Nation will always stay the same. It's just kind of a fun show. Only a small percentage of the people who watch Dig Nation actually go to Dig. There's only about 250,000 people per week that watch Dig Nation, and Dig has millions and millions of people.